They give it to him over the right side. Dives. He's in. Touchdown. Trent Richardson. No doubt about it.
Coach, how tough is Trent Richardson?
Well, I tell you, with the rib injury he had, with the knee injury early, for him to come back and perform at the level he's performing at just speaks about his toughness. The kid wants to go out and be the best he can be, and he's not going to let injury stop him. You know, and it's a great thing to have in the room because the guys follow him, and they follow that type of direction.
From week one to now, what have you seen different from Trent?
I think it's a maturity level. I think the game has slowed down for him. His skills are better. His preparation is better. I think he understands what it is to be a pro now. And I think what's happening with him is his game just continues to improve. The numbers may not be where he wants them to be right now, but I think his game has gotten better, and it's just going to continue to get better year after year.
Not only is Trent our lead rusher, but he catches the ball extremely well in the backfield. Talk about that.
Well, the thing is with him is he's been trained well with Coach Saban and his staff down at Alabama. He understands the pro game, what importance it is to be able to catch the ball out of backfield as a running back, and he's excelled at that. It's a wonderful thing to see him out catching balls in the flat, catching balls in the check down, and being able to move chains. So he understands that. He embellishes that, and it's a good thing.
We all had our wow moments, our Trent moments. What has been yours?
Well, basically, I think that first touchdown he caught in Cincinnati where he made all those guys miss and, you know, off the catch and spun and carried a guy in, that was a pretty good moment. But every time he runs the ball, you kind of see something different. You know, he's carrying guys on his back. He's making this guy miss. So, you know, every day or every Sunday, I seem to see something different. And it just confirms what the guys upstairs felt about him, what we felt about him, that he can carry this franchise as far as he needs to carry it.
He's to the 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Boy, do my ribs feel better.
Well, Coach, taking a look back at this time last year, the running back position suffered from injuries, depth, but there have been a lot of changes and improvement. Talk about that.
Well, I think what happened last year, we had a lot of injuries, like you said. Peyton went down, Monterio went down, but we had guys step up. I think the difference this year is guys are staying healthy. T-Rich has been running hard. Monterio has been playing really well. And Chris Obanaz, when he had an opportunity, he's played well. So for everyone to be healthy helps us immensely for us to get wins.
Speaking of Trent Richardson and Monterio Hardesty, you have an amazing 1-2 knockout punch with those guys.
Yes.
How does him and Trent complement each other?
It's kind of like that thunder and lightning type of situation where Trent comes there and he's the battering ram and guys get tired of hitting that. So now you slide Monterio in. Now he got the speed. Now he's running by guys. So defense never really get on balance with those two. So it's a great thing, and we need to keep taking advantage of that.
That's what I want to follow up with. Defenses, it must be really challenging for a defense to prepare for two talented running backs.
Absolutely, because there's only so much practice time you can deal with. It's kind of like when you're dealing with, in college, you're dealing with an option type of team. You know, you can only practice so much. You can't cover everything. So that's kind of the thing we have here. They can't cover everything. Either you're going to get battering rammed or you're going to get rammed by. So which one is it? Pick your poison. So if we can keep those two guys going and keep them healthy, you know, we're going to have a great combination right here for a long time.
And you look at this offensive line. They've been extremely healthy. They've been a solid base to this running game.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what, Coach Warhop does a great job with them. They take pride in the running game. I know Coach Warhop emphasizes the run game because at the end of the day, you got to run the ball in this weather to win games. So those guys are doing a great job.
What is the strength of your group?
I think the strength is their camaraderie, their brotherhood that they have. They want each other to play well. There's no selfishness in the room. So it's a great combination for everybody to succeed.
Whedon on a delay, gives to Richardson, 30, outside right, 25, outside right, 20, 50,